I got it. Whew. Morgan Anderson speaking. How can I help you? Oh, hey, Grant. How are you doing? Good. Yeah, what's up? What? There's a big engagement. I won't want to miss it. Yeah, no kidding, I won't want to miss it. This sounds so exciting, Grant. Yeah, no, this big engagement is definitely going to be one to remember. Uh-huh. Oh, I am excited. You got to run? Okay, yeah, you need me to tell the rest of the team. You got it, Grant. We won't be late. I got you. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye. Guys, this is so exciting. But now that I think about it, what am I going to wear to this big engagement? And do you think they're going to wear their rings? Oh, and they better have a surprise photographer. I wonder if they have a cool like location picked out. Man, this is going to be one to remember. You know what? I don't know much, but I do know that they are going to be excited for this big engagement. We don't have much time. I have to tell Amara.
Hey, it's Amara, like America. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking to? Oh, hey, Morgan. How are you doing? You've got some exciting news. There's a big engagement. Uh-huh. Oh my gosh, I won't miss it. I'll be there for sure. Oh, you've got to run? Yeah, I can spread the news. Okay, see you there. Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. I can't wait for this big engagement. But what if I trip when walking up the stairs? What if I forget what I'm supposed to say? At least I know what I'm going to wear. I can't wait to share the news about this big engagement. I have to call Canyon.
Hey, this is Canyon. What's up? Amara, hey, I didn't expect to hear from you today. Aren't you busy? You've got some exciting news. Big engagement? Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. This will definitely be one to remember. I won't miss it. Oh, yeah, you've got to run. That's okay. I can spread the news to the rest of the team. See you there. You guys do not understand how long I've been waiting for this big engagement. The team and I have practiced so much. I can't wait to have my friends and family cheer for me. I can already hear it now. Canyon! 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 Oh, but what if we don't win? I mean, we've put in the hard work to make it to this big engagement. Will it all be worth it? I need a cheerleader to cheer me on. I gotta call Emily.
Hey, it's your girl, Emily. Oh, hey, Canyon. Uh-huh. Oh, you've got some exciting news. There's a big engagement? This is so exciting. Uh-huh. You're right. It will be one to remember. I won't miss it. Uh-huh. Oh, you gotta run? Sure, I can tell the rest of the team. Bye. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe Canyon asked me to go with him on this big engagement. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to travel there. There's going to be so much to see, so much to do, and oh my gosh, so many people to meet. Oof, gotta make sure my manicure matches the occasion. Oh, and I already know my suitcase is going to be overweight. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I better call Carter.
Yo, this is Carter. Oh, what's up, Emily? I didn't expect to hear from you today. Oh, you've got some exciting news, okay? There's a big engagement. This will definitely be one to remember. I won't miss it. Oh, you've got to run? I don't do much of that, but I'll see you soon. This is the longest I've ever traveled to look at some livestock before. I hope I don't forget anything because we are going to be spending quite a bit of time in the Midwest at this big engagement. It's always cool to see agriculture from across the country represented, though. Anyways, I better start packing because we know Grant won't want us to be late.
I'm so glad we're all gathered here in Indianapolis for this big engagement, the 97th National FFA Convention and Expo. Let's get started with, wait. Have you guys seen my teammates? I knew it. I told them to be here at 3:30, and now they're gonna be late. They always do this to me. Well, I guess I'm gonna have to start opening ceremonies by myself. Is that even constitutional?
What are you wearing?
You didn't think we were doing that, did
you? You're wrong, I'm right.
Guys, I know this is where we're supposed to be going.
What do you mean that's what they told you?
Okay, Grant, sorry we're late, but I think there was some miscommunication.
Not only are you guys late, but you look ridiculous. Carter, why do you have overalls on? That's not official dress. Emily, why is your suitcase packed? We have 3 days left. Canyon, I thought you left your football days a long time ago. Amara, haven't you already graduated? And Morgan, what's with the big silly sign? Look, we're supposed to be putting on the 97th National FFA Convention Expo right here in Lucas Oil Stadium. And you all look like this?
Oh!
When you said a big engagement, I thought you meant like a big engagement. You know where two people get engaged because they're in love?
Well, when Morgan told me that we'd have a big engagement, she told me I'd get to walk across the stage and talk with all my friends, so of course I thought graduation.
Amara told me that at our big engagement, the crowd would be cheering for me, and that because the team had worked so hard, we might even win. Of course I thought it was a championship football game.
Well, Kenya told me I'd have to travel really far to get there, and he wanted me to look my best because I'd be seeing lots of old friends and meeting new ones, all while having the time of my life. So of course I thought we were going on vacation.
Well, Emily told me that there'd be lots of nature and wildlife all across the country represented in one place, so naturally I thought we were going to Kansas City for the American Royal Livestock Show.
Oh my gosh. Guys, it sounds like we just fell for a classic game of telephone. Morgan, when I said there was gonna be a big engagement with rings and a surprise photographer, I was talking about the election of the new national officer team. Amara, yes, you're gonna get to walk across the stage and speak, but that's when we award our 4,800 American FFA degrees. Canyon. Yes, your friends and family are gonna be cheering for you, but that's when we celebrate all of our award recipients. Emily, our friends have traveled from across the country, from all 50 states, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands, and have packed their bags for what feels like one big family vacation. And Carter, there's no doubt that this is the largest showcase of youth and agriculture, and I'm pretty confident we can find some livestock for you to look at too. You see, guys, even though we might have gotten our big engagement wrong, by just being here, we can be engaged in all aspects of FFA and National Convention. Whether we're here in Lucas Oil Stadium or following along at home, there are many opportunities to engage with National FFA Convention. Here in Indianapolis, we can participate in many experiences by participating in the National FFA Pin Challenge. Earn a pin by visiting the FFA Experience and Sustainability booths in the Expo Hall, by growing our leadership skills by attending a student workshop, or by participating in a service project. We can even earn a special pin when a National FFA staff member recognizes us engaging with the FFA values. Whether we're sitting in Lucas Oil Stadium or sitting on our couch following along at home, we can engage in National Convention by hearing from our keynote speakers, celebrating our award winners, and hear the inspiring messages from our National Officer retiring addresses. The opportunities to engage are endless.
As FFA members, we are actively engaging with the power of agriculture and career and technical education. Every day, we are working to tackle the challenges of tomorrow. With hands-on learning and work-based experiences, we are truly learning to do.
Agriculture is the backbone of our nation, and that's at the core of our organization. Each of us has a supervised agricultural experience where we engage in agriculture in its many shapes and forms. From the fields to the greenhouses and the research lab to the storefront, we embody what it means to be doing to learn.
We put in the hard work to be the best of the best. The blue jacket isn't just a piece of clothing. It's a mindset, work ethic, and way of life that prepares us to actively engage in our chosen career paths. As FFA members, we put our skills to the test through competitive events and award programs. We are earning to live.
In FFA, we are not just individuals. We are a united front that works together to better the world around us. By engaging in our communities, we are identifying challenges, crafting a solution, and executing excellence. By giving back in our communities, we are living to serve.
Learning to do.
Doing to learn.
Earning to live.
Living to serve.
As science, technology, and the world advance at an exponential rate, we're faster than ever before. There is one thing that remains constant, us. FFA is growing the next generation of leaders
who will change the world. When we choose to engage in our classrooms, we're equipping ourselves with knowledge and experiences that remain unmatched. When we choose to engage in our supervised agricultural experiences, we are building a work ethic that will serve us far beyond this blue jacket. And when we choose to engage in FFA's leadership, we are creating leaders who serve something greater than themselves. Ultimately, when we choose to engage,
we will change the world.